Keep the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. We worship the Lord. We lift your name up. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holy name. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. For the Lord is here right now. Rejoice, 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 rejoice. For the Lord is here right now. Rejoice, 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 rejoice. For the Lord is here right now. Rejoice, 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 rejoice. For the Lord is here right now. Oh, yeah. For the Lord is here right now. Oh, for the Lord is here right now. Oh, for the Lord is here right now. Go ahead and begin to bless him this morning. Thank him that you are among the living. He's only the living that can pray. He's only the living that can seek the face of God. He's only the living that can hear testimony. Let him hear your voice this morning. Bless him from the bottom of your heart. Lord, you are good. Lord, you are kind. Lord, you are merciful. Lord, you are righteous. Lord, you are powerful. Who shall I come to thee? You are the ancient of days. You are the I am that I am. You are the covenant keeping God. You are the beginning and the ending. Who shall I come to thee? Alpha and Omega, ancient of thee, Martin Azinen, O God. You are the Antejala. I thank you that I'm alive this morning. I thank you that I'm alive to praise you. Wonderful God, merciful God, bright and morning star. Thank you for all this testimony. Thank you that we are alive and well. To you be all the glory, to you be all the honor, to you be all the praise. I thank you, my Father, for yesterday's workers' meeting. I thank you for all the testimony shared this morning. Thank you for remembering your son. Thank you for remembering your daughter. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful for confirming your word. We are grateful for direction. We are grateful in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. You are going to pray in line with the prayer that was offered this morning. You are going to say, My Father, this season of waiting on you, please don't lead me in any form of darkness. Whatever represents darkness, please, Lord, let your light shine. Make that your prayer, wherever you may be this morning. Pray for yourself. It is dangerous to be in darkness. It is dangerous to not know what to do. Nani is the gosh kelebiya kazala. Lord, shine your light into my life. Whatever may represent darkness, let your light shine, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, be merciful unto me and shine your light unto me. Manaken du gedisika, laken du rekodi biskia, yatu jende lekonimi, rateketen nigelu shike debra. Bayin to Shabaya Diatala. Oh Lord, in this season of waiting on you, oh Lord, shine your light into my life. Lord, don't let me remain in any form of darkness. Whatever I need to know, whatever I need to see, open my eyes. Somebody praying this morning. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Say, Lord, let your light shine. One of the prayer words that was prayed this morning is that the light of God will visit our foundation. Brethren, I hope you did not miss that prayer point. I hope you did not miss that prayer point. You need the light of God to visit your foundation. In Jesus' mighty name, We are free.
Amen.
Ancient of Days, this morning I want to thank you for life. Thank you for the grace and mercy to appear before you. There are men of old who have laid down their life, women of old who have laid down their life for the gospel. As we even heard that some people, they had to even they had the Bible in just in a one page, and they will read it, they meditate on it. And because they don't want the persecutors to know, the government to know, they will not eat the paper. Lord, they lay down their lives so that others may have the gospel. We are grateful, Father, for the grace that for helping us to wake up this morning to seek you. You said in your word, as many that seek you early, they will find you. My prayer this morning, Father, for each one of your children that appear before you, let each one find you early in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray for you, whatever represents darkness in your life, today the power of God shine light into your roots and expose every form of darkness, whatever you need to know. Today, God will open your eyes to know them. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever step you need to take, God will open your eyes to see them. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Take over this sleep of clear and make it die. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Unmute your devices and shout a bigger amen.
Amen.
Shout a bigger amen.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and your household in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Acts chapter 1. We'll read verse 6 and 7. And 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Yeah, 2024, my year of glorious manifestation. I will manifest God's glory, God's power, God's wonder in all nations of the earth, in holiness and in divine health, in Jesus' name. Amen. As you have declared, so my Father, my God, will do unto you in Jesus' name. Acts chapter 1, I read verse 6 and 7. Brethren, the testimony of our brother this morning, it reminds me of two things. It brings two things to my attention. Number one, don't joke with any prayer meeting and any prayer being offered. Don't joke with them. Take them very serious. Pray with all your heart because you never know how God will visit you. Number two, it reminds me that God can remember you. He will remember you. A competition of last year, and they just remember that they were supposed to send him something towards that competition that he won last year. It is God. I pray for you today. My Father and my God will remember you for good in the name of Jesus, and remember me too for good in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Acts chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? Verse 7. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power. Praise the Lord. So God has been speaking to us, or started speaking to us, on understanding God's appointed time. Brethren, whatever we do in life, understanding is very key. In fact, the Bible says in Proverbs, a man that wandereth out of the way of understanding, he in fact, the Bible likes him to be a man who lives in the grave. A man, that means saying the man is dead. If you lack understanding of the timing of God, if you lack understanding of what God wants you to do, I tell you, it is a very dangerous state. It is being in the state of darkness. And that's one of the reasons we pray that prayer. We took our anchor reading from Ecclesiastes 3 from verse 1 to 5, where we learned that there's a time and season for everything, every purpose under the heavens. And so, brethren, understanding God's appointed time is very key. Now, we also mentioned that This particular series, focuses on four areas. One is we want to understand, how God's timing relates to salvation of soul. You might think somebody, has refused to come to Christ. You are praying, you are praying, you are praying. I tell you, brethren, God has his own time. There was the time when the time was ripe, he saved the soul of Paul. Now, Christ returned in the fullness of time. God sent Jesus Christ into the world. We saw that in Galatians 4, verse 5 to Galatians 4, 4 to 5. And then our second aspect is Christ's return for the saints, or what we will call rapture. Jesus Christ, when he was about taken up after he had resurrected, he was with the disciples. The Bible tells us that there were many infallible proofs to confirm his resurrection, signs and wonder. In fact, 40 days in verse 3, he was with the disciples 40 days after he resurrected from the grave. Now, but then Peter asked him a very important question. He asked him a question and said, Lord, is this the time? When are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel again? And Jesus responded in verse 7. He said, and he said unto them, actually, okay, they all asked him that question, not just one person. Now he said to them in verse 7, he said, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father has put in his own power. So that means understanding God's appointed time is very key to making it to heaven, because rapture will happen at any time. But then, if you read the book of Acts, the book of Second Peter chapter 3, verse 19. Actually, we are going to read it together. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Let's read together. Unmute your devices. One, two, go. The Lord is not
Lord
slack
is not slow
concerning his
concerning
promise,
his promise,
as some
has
men
some
count
men
blackness,
grant,
but is
but
long-suffering
is
to all,
long-suffering to
not willing
us,
that
not
any
unto
should perish,
willing that any
but
should
that all
perish,
should come
but
to
they
repentance.
all should come into
For the day of the Lord
repentance,
will come as a
the
thief
day
in the
of the
night,
Lord.
in the which the
Wait,
heavens shall pass away with a
the
great noise,
wind shall be
and the
and the
elements shall
heavens
melt
shall be
with
met with
fervent
a
heat.
flood.
The earth
The earth
also
also
and the
and the
works
work
that are
that are
therein shall be
therein
burned
shall
up.
be burned up.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, so brethren, Christ returned for the saints, which is what we call rapture. It is based on God's timing, so please don't be deceived. So we need to have understanding of this time. It doesn't mean that Christ will come at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's not what we're saying. We're saying that before Peter said, he said that the day will come as a thief in the night. And Paul says in the book of Thessalonians, he says that for you and I, we are not in darkness, that the day should cut you and I unaware. That the day should cut us unaware. Why? Because we are children of the day. We are not in darkness. I pray for you and I, your household, my household, and the church of God, in the name of Jesus, we will not miss rapture in Jesus' name. Now, brethren, don't let anyone deceive you. Don't let anyone tell you and say Jesus is not coming back again. You must have understanding of God's timing for your life. And lastly, understanding God's divine timing for both kingdom and personal agenda is very key to not missing out of the plans of God. If you have understanding of the coming of Christ, when rapture takes place, you will know how to what manner of life you are to lead. Also, if you have understanding of your God's personal agenda for your life, you will not miscalculate. So, brethren, understanding God's appointed time is very key, not just for your personal life. Because oftentimes we think this exhortation or topics like this is related to just you, your own personal. No, understanding when rapture takes place, understanding God's time when it comes to saving people's soul, understanding God's agenda for your own life. What is the timing? When is it right? You need to understand. And I want you to know that God is not slack concerning his promise. to bow down your head as you pray this morning. You are going to say, Father, I thank you for sending your word unto me. I receive grace this morning to become a doer of this word. Make that your prayer in the name of Jesus. Make that your prayer. My Father, I thank you for sending your word unto me. I receive grace to become doer of your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Are you here this morning? You are not born again. I want to know that Jesus loved you. You are not born again. I want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, sinner. Please forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. And then lastly, you are going to pray. Now you unmute your devices. You are going to unmute your devices, everyone. You are going to say, my Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Please open my eyes.
Please open my eyes.
That I may understand your divine timing for my life. Go ahead and make that your prayer.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name
Father,
of
my
Jesus.
God, Almighty God. Father, please open
that I may understand
eyes,
your divine timing for my life. In the mighty
eyes.
Name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, my Father, my God, Almighty God. Almighty God.
That you need to know. In the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. May you understand the difference.
In the name of Jesus, in this brand new month, in this second month of the year, in the name of Jesus, Lord, open my eyes that you understand your divine timing for my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to stretch forth your hand. Are you sick in your body? Just lay your hand upon your body and the power of God will touch you wherever it may be right now. My Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for your word you have brought us through. That we are to understand the coming of Christ, rapture, understand the timing. That we are not in darkness, that this day should cut us unaware. I pray, Father, for deep understanding of, Lord, your timing. Both for kingdom agendas, both for personal agenda, please open our eyes this morning in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray for you and your household, you will not miss out of heaven.
Amen.
I pray for you and your household, you will not miss out of heaven.
Amen.
I pray for you and your household, you will not miss rapture. My household will not miss rapture in
Amen.
The mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I pray for you this morning, you will not miss out of the agenda of God for your life.
Amen.
We will not miscalculate in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord will order your step as we have prayed earlier that the Lord will teach you, he will guide you, will instruct you in the name of Jesus. The Lord
Amen.
Will order your steps in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I pray for you. By the time we gather tomorrow morning for the first and second service, even for communion service, you'll be singing a new song.
Amen.
Lord, I pray for as many who might be sick, laying their hand upon their body, you know where they need healing. This morning, Father, they believe you, honor their faith in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, for answered prayer in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Surely, God's goodness and mercy
shall follow me
all the
days
of
my life.
I will dwell in the
house
of
the
Lord
forever.
Amen. Give it to your neighbor.
Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow you
all
the days of your life.
And
you will dwell in the house of the Lord
forever.
Amen.
Amen.